island by nature so blessed. A railway extends from the east to the west. Why islands are tight, I could never explain, but it's taken for granted, so let it remain. From the port of St. John's to their westerly goal, the trains on their journey quite leisurely stroll. If they try to go fast with a confident spurt, they run off the line and subside in the dirt. The gauge is so narrow that people complain. Restriction of space is a positive strain. For a seat that fits one, it is certainly true. In a modified comfort, we'll never hold two. Now over the topsails where hurricanes blow, through valleys where cuttings are buried in snow, though passengers fume, yet the dutiful crew, with zeal and with shovels, a passage cut through. The engine may stop and pass out of control in the absence of water or shortage of coal, or a train at a station may loiter a day for another to pass on the opposite way. The reason they wait, I had better define, for on this particular government line, officials are strict and they consider it slack if trains try to cross when upon the same track. When sometimes you wait at a station all night for a train that's supposed to be coming in sight, you can hope for the best and prepare for the worst, for daylight will probably welcome you first. But still we must own that all credit is due for the valiant efforts they make to get through. Though in snowbanks you often get buried alive, yet somehow or other you always arrive.